Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Omid Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, in the middle of Simen Tof Kuf Yud Dalet, and in the middle of Sif Hei. And we begin on the second line on Kuf Lamed Dalet Omid Aleph with the words of the Mechaber beginning Ulasakein. We're talking here about fixing a candle on Yontif. So he says Ulasakein Apsilos Va'ashoshios, to go and fix the wicks or the lamps be Yontif Achar Mincha, to go and fix them at the Mincha time on day of Yontif, so there's really little time left in the day to get benefit from it. So he says you normally would not be allowed to do this unless Imrotz Ladliko Bo Bayom, if you're still going to use it that day, then it's mutter, because what difference does it make if you're using it for 5 or 10 minutes? If you're using it that day on Yontif, so then it's perfectly acceptable to go and do this. However, Vimlav, but if it's not for Yontif, it's just, well, it's on Yontif, but I'm not getting any benefit from it on Yontif, I'm doing it really for Chol, so then you're not allowed to do it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Hei explains, Vafilu lahamid neiros shoshayva, even to take out wax candles for the nighttime, to take them out on Yontif in the afternoon, late in the afternoon, Tzorach HaLaila, for the nighttime, even though that's not doing anything, it's also because you're preparing. The gam tircho bi alma also mishumachone. You're not allowed to do any work to be mechin on Yontif for Chol, even the first day of Yontif for the second day of Yontif. Vafilu miyom tavrishon l'sheni. And this is why on the first day of Yontif in the afternoon, you can't prepare the candles to light for that night, the second night of Yontif, because you're not allowed to prepare on the first day of Yontif for the second day of Yontif. So that's why you have to wait till it's after Tseis HaKochavim, and only then you say preparations can be done for the second day of Yontif, only after Tseis HaKochavim, when the first day of Yontif is over. Now we go to Sifav. The Mechaber writes, "A notes the ner agabi ilon me erev yontif." You're not allowed to go put a lamp on a tree on erev yontif. Now, there's nothing wrong with putting it on an erev yontif, but the concern is over here. The chayshina, we're concerned, since you can use this lamp on yontif, shema yavo lishtamish b'ilon. You're going to want to take it down. You're going to have to climb up on the tree to go take the lamp down, and you're going to use the tree on yontif, which you're not allowed to do. Now, let's understand this a little bit more by going to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamed Vav. He tells us the Yontif pshita the Yosef. Of course, on Yontif you're not allowed to use the tree, and therefore the hanocha bechlau shimushu. And if you were to put the candle, the lamp on the tree on Yontif, that would certainly not be allowed because you're using the tree on Yontif. You can't do this. So therefore, elafilu imeniach me erev Yontif. Therefore, even if you put this lamp on the tree on erev Yontif, when it's absolutely permissible to do so, but if you're doing it al dash ye munach shom biyontif, but if you're doing it so it will be there on Yontif and you'll be able to take it off on Yontif, then it would be awesome because you're using the tree on Yontif. Obviously, as we'll see in the issue footnote number 34, the chayfetz she'ein miskavdim lahasiro mi'agabi ilan, if you have no intention of using this on Yontif, you're just storing something on the tree. V'gam le'lehanus me'anam Yontif, and you don't want to get any hanah from it on Yontif. So then, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, brings down, she'mutu la'nicho ala ilan mi'bojom. There is no isser in putting things on a tree. A person has a tree house, and he leaves stuff in the tree house, and he hangs stuff on a tree, and he has no intention of using it on Yontif. There's no isser involved in doing this on Erev Yontif. Shari lo'mitzino isser litlo sal al ilam mibodyom. There is no isser to put a basket on a tree and leave it there all day Yontif. You want to hang it there for a week or two. For whatever the reason, you have things inside of it. That's a good storage place for it. There is no obligation to go and take down everything from your trees that you own on Erev Yontif, so nothing is on the tree on Yontif. The only concern over here is Mashikos of Mishnah Berurah Kansha also laniach al ilon afil midod yom is dover hamutu betilto. The only problem here is if it's something that you're allowed to be metaltal on Yontif, and the concern is you may go to take it down on Yontif. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal further adds shenu davka bedorim shiragilim l'shtamish behem tomid. This is something that you use on a regular basis. Just because it's not muktza, but you don't usually use it, then you'd be allowed to store it on the tree because you'd have no reason to go and take it on a regular basis on Yontif. So therefore, there's no problem putting it there on Erev Yontif. But if it's something that you use every day, so you are going to go up there on Yontif and take it, that would be a concern, and you wouldn't be allowed to do this. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. The Kivan, back to the Mishnah Berurah, the Kivan, the Biyomtiv, Mutal, Taltal, in here, since on Yontif you are allowed to go and take the lamp, on Yontif you can do that. Chayshin and Shavu Yovo Li Tomisham, we are concerned that you'll take it down on Yontif from the tree. This would be a usage of the tree that the rabbis didn't allow, as we've already learned in Hilchos Shabbos, Chanal, Sim, Shilam, and Vav, Siv Aleph, in the Haggah, and the Ramah over there. Vizel Mashasiyam, and Machaber. And that's actually alluded to by the Machaber, where he writes, Shema Yovo, that you may come and take it down, lishtamish bilim. When you take it down, you may come to use the tree. Ukvar nishna din zel el in simin reishayin zayin siftala. This was already discussed previously as well, and you can see this in Dershu foot number 35. He brings down mishum shiyovu bekalus lishon el eitz. You may come to very easily go and lean on the tree, use the tree in some way. Idei shemishtamish bo, and therefore that is not allowed. Siv zayin. Ein pochasin ner shel cheris. They used to make earthenware utensils. They used to make pottery, clay pots, and they would go and hollow them out. So you're not allowed to go and hollow out. You have this ball of pottery, you have this ball of clay, and you go and hollow it out to make it into a bowl. So you're not allowed to take this ball of clay and hollow it out on Yontif. Ein pol chasin ne'er shocheres. You can't remove, make it less, the inner part. You can't remove the inner part on Yontif of this clay. The hainu ba'odarach. We're talking here when the clay is soft and it's malleable. Kimo beitzim shoyotzer, like the balls, the eggs, literally, of the yotzer, these balls of clay that the potter goes and makes into various utensils. So you're not allowed to go and do this. L'mayach also be out to go and fashion it with your hands, to push it out with your hands, lasos will base kibble, to make it have a receptacle, to make this ball of clay into a bowl. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because obviously you're making it into a utensil and you're not allowed to make a utensil on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Zayin, the same halach applies, l'famin kishadayin rach, when this is very soft and you put in stuff into it before Yontif, on Erev Yontif, to go and keep its shape. It's very soft and you're afraid it's going to collapse on itself. So what do? Mesimim kash, you put in straw, or shardover, or some other filler material, ba'aviro, in the airspace, midofen l'dofen, from one side of this clay vessel, this pottery, to the other side when it's still soft, and it would collapse, kedesh liyiplu hadefanus yachad, so that the walls don't collapse in until it hardens. So when you have this situation set up, beheter on Erev Yontif, also, you're not allowed to take out this straw from inside this vessel on Yontif after it's hardened, because you're finishing the kli. That's Masakin Mona, and you're not allowed to do this. Likewise, the Mishmur says, we have two utensils. So if you have two utensils that are still attached together as the potter makes them, so he takes this big ball and he fashions two utensils and they're still attached to each other. For example, he has two lamps, two candelabras, or kosos, or two cups, uchai gavner, or anything like this, where you start off with a big ball of clay, and you fashion them into two utensils, either candlesticks, or lamps of some sort, or any cup or bowls, and they're still fully attached to each other as part of the process of making it. So, ein pochasin osam lishnayim, you're not allowed to separate them into two utensils on Yontif, because shumasakin kli, because this again is making the kli, and you're not allowed to do that on Yontif. But he says, v'im nidbeku mimela, but you made them separate, but they get attached. And the best example of this is like the challah rolls that come in a package, and sometimes they're still attached a little bit to each other, so you can separate them. That's not a problem. You don't lose the lecha mishnah status. So to avia, if you had these balls of clay that you fashioned in the separate utensils, but you put them near each other, and they're still a little bit attached as a result, and in this situation, in nidbeku mimela, by their own self, so to say, they became attached to each other, achakach derech haroi, through no intention of yours, just stam, it happened that way. So then mutu l'posuk, brings down from the achronim, that in this situation, you can separate them. That's not a problem. Now this has huge halachah l'maaseh ramifications with our modern technology, as you can see in the issue footnote number 36, which we discussed in Hilchos Shabbos as well. So he says, v'chein lahafrid givya leben l'shnayim. You have the six packs, like of soda or of leben, where they're attached to each other via a connecting rings or through some sort of an item that needs to be that's perforated, that needs to be separated. So can you separate them on Yontif? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Usur. No, you're not allowed to separate them. So you have a six-pack of soda, and you have to pull apart the sodas, or you have these six packs of leaven, or four packs of leaven, whatever it may be, and you have to break them on the perforation to separate them. Rav Yashiv Zatzal says you can't do that. Why? This is tikkun kli, this is tikkun mana. You're fixing it and making it now into an individual container of leaven. And he says, v'chein mishum meleches mechatich. This is cutting on Yontif, which you're not allowed to do. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this. However, Meidach, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shemut Lafridim. He says, no, you can separate them. Why not? He says, Ein ze bechlal isa makib apatish, kafrodish ne'er neiros. This is different than what the Mishnah Berurah just brought down, separating the two clay utensils that were made from a big ball of clay, and they were still attached together to each other. Why? Why is the six-pack different than the clay utensils? So, kivan shetsuras ha-gviyim, because the nature of these gviyim, these containers of leaven, when they're made in the factory, they're kvar nigmar b'beisim ha-roshes. They were actually finished in the beisim ha-roshes, and then they're attached together. Minir mekish nekeim, they look like two separate containers. Nobody would think that that's one big container. It's two separate containers. Aye, they're attached to each other. U'mashishiru so mechubarim. Why are they attached to each other? That's l'mataras memkar. That's to make it easier to sell. So you can sell a six-pack of them. You can sell a bundle of them without having to carry each individual container. as opposed to the Neiros that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Shemadur Bebov and Shem Dvukim Lekol Arkham, they're fully attached to each other along their entire length, let's say. Benim Kechen, and they look like one. So in this situation, you can't separate them. And this is also the opinion of Vazda Zatzal and the Kovis Mivais Levi. She'ein b'ze isur mishum makir b'patr. There's no problem in separating these containers of leaven from each other. The issue of makir b'patr doesn't apply. He says the only problem would be mishum mechatech. But he says, kivun she'ef shul ishtamish b'kolecha mehem li'achilo af b'od m'chubarim. And this isn't the problem as well, because you can go and use each one individually. Technically, you could open up the leaven that you're interested in and eat it, and it's still attached to the other one. You don't need to separate them in order to be able to use this fully, and therefore it is allowed according to these mekilim. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, "Ein chotchin hapsil l'shnayim." You're not allowed to cut a wick into two. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Siv Ches Lamed Ches. I disakin using a knife. Can you do this with hand? That we'll have to see. Ayin in the Bir Halacha, he has a whole discussion. So let's look at this right now in the Bir Halacha. And he says, in Dibra Maschel, Ein chotchin. The Chofetz Chaim writes, "In mutal l'naskim biyad is the big machlokus. You want to go and cut it, rip it apart with your hand, that's not clearly stated in the Achronim. And it's based upon the Machlokes, we see possibly Rashi and the Rambam, as the Chofetz Chaim goes through. From the fact that he says you're not allowed to cut them, that would imply only with a kli. And this is the way the Maharshal, the Yam Shal Shlomo learns it, and also the Elyar Rabba. However, but since in the Gemara it says, but you are allowed to go and use a flame to separate it, that implies that any other way, mishar gavne, would be aser, including with your hands. And only the davka hotsam, by the flame, the nira de mechavin ladloka, because it looks like you're lighting it, that's why Rashi explains there in the Gemara, at least on the first blush, that you'd be allowed to do that, but only with the flame and not with your hands. As opposed to here, because even with your hand, it looks like you're making it into two separate candles, and that's a problem. So this is the way Rashi would seem to understand it. So it's lav dafka that you can do with your hands. The simple understanding of the Rambam, however, lehedra, he says, the dafka b'chli, that it only is referring to over here with a kli, and implying biyada would be mutter. And he says, and this is based upon the Gemara, and he goes through a little bit of discussion why the Rambam holds like this. However, he concludes with the last words on this page, Ela de'ef shalomar, maybe not. And he says, Dilarova mefarshim shalom pir shukain, most of the mefarshim don't see this like the Rambam did, so maybe they don't hold like the Rambam, and they would hold b'chol gad the usur, even with the hands, only with the flame is it allowed to separate it, because even with the hands, it's called misakin mona tikun kli, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed. How does he conclude? The Chofetz Chaim says, mekol mokom, it is possible to say that those other Mefarshim do agree with the Rambam. And why they aren't concerned is because you're doing a kilkel over here with the psil ayde hanituk. By ripping it with your hands, it's not really doing a perfect job, and therefore it's a little bit of a kilkel, and therefore might be allowed. And also, efshur, the below kli urak tikkun klachayat. And he says, without using a utensil, by ripping with the hand, it's klachayat, and that should be allowed as well. And he concludes, the Rabbeinu Yochum says, you're allowed to do this also with your hands, just not with a sakin. And efshur, the gamle didei biad mutter. So maybe it would be that you can use your hands, but the conclusion, tzarech ian, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't come to a clear-cut conclusion that you can or cannot do it with your hands. In the Mishnah Berurah, in Siv Kot Lamed Test, the Chofetz Chaim continues and he says, "Du bechlal tikkun mona." The reason why you can't use it with a knife is because that would be tikkun mona. You're making one candle into two candles. Shemasaki bosi mesila achashtayim, taking one candle and making it into two. Though at the end, the same halach applies, imoysa ruch biyosi, if it's too long. And they noilo, and you don't want to have such a long candle. And you cut it in order to shorten it. Gam kinasa. That's also no good. That's misakin mana. Dehu gam kin bichlal tikun mana. The Chaba continues and he says, so you can't cut it with a knife, unless what you can do el imkain ayidei shenosein shnei roshea befi shnei neiros. What you can do is put this wick into two utensils, into two lamps, and then you cut it in the middle, and now you'll have two candles that you're allowed to do, and as long as you need both candles, you'd be allowed to do this. Mishnah Berurah explains, in Siv Kot and Mem, but you have to, both of the candles have to be lit. There, it doesn't look like you're doing it to finish your single candle. You're doing it to light candles. You are allowed to go and light candles. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Aleph, then Eino Tzara. But if you don't need both of them, Imkei Muchat Delasikud Monekam Achavin. If you're not using both of them, so then it's clear that you did it just to be Masakin, the one that you do need, and that's not allowed. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, V'dai, you should know. The din zeh, this din over here. Hu adin b'ner shoshayv. This applies to whether it's a wax candle, or shochelev, or it's a fat candle. Shlo yod doluk adayin that was never lit beforehand. V'rodzu l'chotu l'shnayim b'sakin. You want to cut into two with a knife, even though it's never been lit before. Also, you're not allowed to do this. Unless, ach lahadlik bi'ur, b'emsa. But if you go, as we just said, and light it in the middle, and therefore you now have two candles burning, shiyosinem shnei neros dolkos, that is allowed, shari. That is permitted. With this, we conclude today's shiur.